Thank you for joining this Meet Our Military podcast. I'm Heather Strange. I'm the Workforce Development Branch Manager. And with me today, we have CTT1 Lynch and YN1 Prevost. So thank you both for being here. I guess we will just start with just a simple introduction of each of you. If you don't care, to let us know how long you've been at Crane and what do you do here and kind of how you got here. So, Petty Officer Prevost, you would like to go first?
Petty Officer Prevost, I've been here for a little over a year now, about a year and a half. I work in the military liaison office. I mainly just deal with the military. I check in, check out, with our small arms students, and basically how I got here was all the other orders did not want, so, and this was the closest one to my family.
Understand. What about you, Petty Officer Lynch?
Good morning. My name is CTT1 Lynch. I work over at the WXM LCS laboratory. I'm also the suicide prevention coordinator for the military on base, as well as the urinalysis program coordinator. I've been on base for approximately 2 years. If the detailer hooked me up with these orders since I'm close to retirement, and this puts me within 5 hours of home.
All right, so what prompted you to enlist in the military?
So my dad was actually prior military. He did his 20 years and retired, and had a lot of family actually in the military and have served in the military. So I was looking into joining anyways, and my parents didn't care. My mom was like, she did not want me to enlist in Army or Marine Corps, so I had my choice of either Navy or Air Force. Mm-hmm. Air Force never got back to me, So Navy did.
Here we go. They answered the call.
Yep. Yeah, for me, I was working as a welder and a dishwasher at the time I enlisted. I was originally had a degree for doing basic mechanical engineering. However, the contract jobs for my skill level dropped out, so I need something to pick up the slack so I can pay my bills. And welding and the dishwashing wasn't doing it, so I enlisted. My dad is active duty deceased Air Force, so I knew I would probably enlist in one of the branches. It's just that when I knocked on the Air Force door, the Navy guy across the hall stuck his head out.
Oh. You always end up where you're supposed to be, though. You know, that's what I always say.
And this is true. Yeah. It wasn't until I got to my first ship where I found out the origin of my last name. Oh. Lynch comes from the Irish word longsuch, which translates as mariner.
Really? Very interesting. Good tie in there. So, speaking of tie-ins, do you have any ties between your military experience before coming to Crane and some of the products that Crane supports?
Me personally, no, but my last command, I was actually with SEALs. So, they've dealt with a lot of stuff. They do actually training out here. Mm-hmm. Two different trainings. They have the Armorer's Corps and Sniper's Course up in Camp Atterbury.
Yeah.
But they come through here to do it.
Right.
Other than that, no.
Yeah, I had a general idea of what they did out in Crane because when I was on my first ship, I worked with the Select 32, and that program was developed here on Crane.
Yeah.
That was around 12 to 16 years ago.
Yeah. All right. So now that you are here at NSWC Crane, what do you wish civilians understood about our military personnel stationed here? There's not a lot of you, but...
Yeah, the most important thing is that depending upon where you're at in the career, military, I've developed it with a highly structured environment. Mm-hmm. And where we're expecting to be told up front what is expected to us, and we will put out bluntly, what we expect. sometimes that comes across as rude to people who have no military experience. However, it's just how we were trained, how we developed, and who we are, because in the field, direct information saves lives.
So how can our civilian employees engage with you to gain your insight and professional expertise for some of their projects? Or are you more centralized to your assigned area? Is there opportunities for outreach and partnerships?
And with my aspect, because I work with the LCS community within the WXMMEW lab, if the LCS community is relatively small on this space in comparison to the Select 32 community, in comparison to the Gunnersmates, in comparison to all these others, so collaboration opportunities are relatively small. We end up collaborating more with entities outside of Crane, like Dahlgren.
Okay.
However, if the LCS program, this Weber 2000, the ES-3601, if those are of interest, then they can approach our branch manager for collaboration through that.
Okay. So we do hire a diverse workforce to include not only the military, but also civilians and contractors, many of whom may not have prior personal military experience or service. So what would you say to them regarding their impact on the bigger mission of supporting our warfighters? How do you relate to them the importance of their job with our mission?
No matter what it is they do on this base, whatever it is they are doing supports the warfighter in some manner. Whether it's developing the new technologies, testing old technologies, upgrades, all that, all of these things enhance warfighter capability, saving our lives, and giving us the projection we need to do our jobs out in the field.
Absolutely. Absolutely agree there. I know with the big push for mission readiness and leadership development, we've heard the things that are coming in the next couple of years, and I think Crane's going to play a huge role in the protection of our military and the forces that are going to be required to do whatever we need to do come 2025, 2027 timeframe. So I definitely appreciate you both being here and sharing your experiences with us. And I look forward to more Meet Our Military events that hopefully you both will attend and get to meet some of our workforce members as well.
It has been a pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you for inviting us.
Yeah, absolutely.